It was the year 1854. From the schoolhouse in Port Huron, Michigan, a 7-year-old boy emerged. The teacher had given him a note for his parents and dismissed him early. The poor little fellow was afraid to go home. His steps dragged and his fear increased as he drew nearer, nearer. He could not forget the look on his teacher's face as he was summoned to her desk and given the note to take home. With a curt, "Go home at once and give this to your mother," he had been sent on his way. With trembling hand, he brushed away the tears that dimmed his eyes. What had the teacher been so rough about? Why was he being sent home without being told the reason? He had done nothing wrong that he could remember. Bewilderment, mixed with the fear, was deep inside. Whatever could be wrong with him? At length, he reached the last step on the road, and the first step on the walk to the front door. There was Mother, looking at him surprised at his early homecoming. She was about to question him when she saw the paper clutched in his hand. Without a word, he slowly handed it over and stood by waiting. Suddenly, Mother gave a gasp and groped for a chair. Alarmed, he sprang to her side with a cry, "Mother, Mother, what's the matter?" But she could not speak for a long moment. Distress and dismay filled her face. He could only stand and watch and wonder and wait. When she recovered her voice, she said, "Whatever shall I do with you? This note is from your teacher. Do you know what it says?" She paused, took a deep breath, and continued, "It says that I should take you out of school. You cannot be taught anything. Oh, my boy, whatever will become of you?" You wonder, of course, what did become of him? Well, the name of that boy was Thomas A. Edison, the man of science. This is known as a famous wrong guess. History records many of them, but there are other wrong guesses which are not recorded in history, yet they are of even greater consequence than the wrong guess about Mr. Edison. There are fatal guesses of those who gamble with their eternal souls against the claims of the living Lord Jesus Christ. They think that they can get along without him, both for this life and for that life which is to come. Many guess that they're not nearly as bad as the Bible would tell them. And they're wrong. For the Bible says there is none righteous. There is not one right with God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. And many guess that they're a little better than that. And they take their chances. They take a wrong guess. And if they die in their sins, the Lord Jesus says, "Where I am, they cannot come." Others think that by their morality, by their church membership, by their good efforts and good works, that they will someday find acceptance with God Almighty. Friend of mine, I trust this is not your guess. For if you're guessing like this, may I hasten to assure you, it's a wrong guess, a tragic guess, an eternally tragic guess. For to die without Christ is to be banished from his holy presence for all eternity. The Lord Jesus came to this world by the virgin birth. He lived a sinless life because he was God manifest in the flesh. And at Calvary he died as your substitute. He bore your sins in his body that he might give you today his gift of eternal life. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Will you receive Christ today? Make the right guess, the right choice for eternity. Amen.